Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm recording this episode in the afternoon for a change, and I've just got back from a bike ride, and I can't believe how warm it feels. For the last couple of days, the temperature's really changed, the weather's really changed, and I think yesterday it was up to 15, and today, when I've just been out, it was 14 degrees, which is not winter for me, definitely not winter. And recently in England, it's been the opposite. It's been really cold. There's been some like -8 and -4 degrees where my parents live. And that's really cold. I mean, it's not uncommon. You know, it does happen. It does get down to like -1, -2, -3 sometimes. Where my parents live. But yeah, -4 does seem a bit more rare. You don't tend to hear it so often. But like I say, you know, not impossible anyway. And over here in Japan, it's been a whole 18 degrees warmer, which is just weird to think about, really. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with the weather at the moment. Last time I was in Japan at this time of year, well, you know, last year, I remember it being much, much colder. At least it felt that way. And I thought like January was supposed to be one of the coldest months in Japan. But at the moment, it really feels like spring in England to me. So I didn't know. Maybe it will get warmer and warmer from here, or sort of like stay at this temperature. Or maybe we'll have like a cold spell. It will the temperature will suddenly plunge. Plunge means drop very quickly. So maybe it will suddenly plunge and everything will become really cold again. It can happen. But yeah, at the moment I was riding around on my bike and I was like, I'm too hot in this coat. I've got to take this coat off, because you know, 14, the sun's out. It's very pleasant outside. It's very nice weather. And like I mentioned, it's the afternoon, and the sun starts to set really early on. How close is it to a sunset? It doesn't look very far from sunset, to be honest. It's not like right up in the middle of the sky. It's sort of going down. It's on its way down towards sunset, so it really feels like late afternoon. But as I mentioned in the previous episode, the sun seems to set much sooner over here. It does in England. It feels that way anyway. Anyway, I don't want to talk about weather, even though I've just spent a long time talking about it. I want to talk to you about cleaning, I suppose. a certain type of cleaning. I think I talked about that. I can't remember if it was last episode or not, or a couple of episodes ago, where we did like a big sort of end of year cleaning. Well, I've been doing a different kind of cleaning recently. I've been doing a sort of digital cleaning, and I've still got quite a bit to do left. But one of the parts of that is, actually, let me explain what it is first. So like this digital cleaning I'm doing is just sort of looking at all the devices I own and just sorting out files or sorting out applications. So, you know, as you use a mobile phone, as you use a laptop more and more, you create more files. And sometimes they're not always stored in the best way. So I'm going through them and just cleaning them up and deleting the things I don't need, deleting files I don't need, or deleting applications I don't need. That's one thing I've just finished doing, almost finished doing on my phone. I've got one more to delete, which I can't delete just yet. But I was surprised by the amount of applications I was able to delete. I really, really went through my phone and sort of cut down as many as possible. And I had applications on there, and I thought, why have I really got this application on my phone? It's just clutter. You know, something you don't need, something like sort of noise in your life that you don't need. Like, for example, I had an Amazon application on my phone. No idea why I've got that. It's completely pointless. You can just go to the website. You can, you know, type in Amazon, whatever, and in your web browser on your phone, and it's the same thing. So it's just pointless having something like that installed on your phone. It was a little useful when I was living in England, because when I was living in England, when you get a delivery from Amazon, it tells you, like, oh, it's so many stops away. You know, so it's five stops away, it's four stops away or something. So you can see where it is on a map. You can see the Amazon delivery person driving around, and you can see how close they're getting to your house. So that was sort of useful, though, to be honest. You can do that in the browser anyway. You know, just open it up and just keep refreshing the page to see where they are. So, yeah, I didn't really need the app even then. But surprisingly, in Japan, you can't do that. I have no idea where the Amazon delivery person is at any point of the day, which is everyone expects Japan to be really like technologically advanced, you know, very high tech. But sometimes I think, no, you're behind England there. England's more technologically advanced than Japan in this case. And Amazon is one of them. Not being able to see where your delivery is. But anyway, so I deleted Amazon apps, and I deleted streaming apps like Netflix. I've got Netflix, a Netflix account. I generally tend to watch it on my television. I was just keeping it on my phone in case one day I decided, let's watch it on my phone. I never do. So it was that sort of cleaning. It was like looking at stuff, looking at apps maybe, and thinking, do I need it? Yes or no? And by doing that, I don't know how many I've deleted, but I would imagine maybe around 50 applications where I've thought I either just don't need it, or I can just use the website instead. And there's quite a lot of apps where you can just use the website instead. So yeah, that's how I was able to delete so much. And some of them, I sort of thought like, I'm not sure, maybe I do need it. But then I thought, well, let's just delete it, because if I need it, if I really need it, I'll just download it again. And all of the data gets stored. You know, it's not like I'm deleting the data for the app. You can just reinstall the app and it's back to where you left it, like you never uninstalled it. So, yeah. Anyway, it's had a very positive effect on me. It's a simple thing, but it's had a positive effect. I feel like some weight has been lifted off my shoulders. My phone feels cleaner. My mind feels cleaner. And when I'm using my phone, there's not so much junk to look through. You know, it's a lot more simple. It's a lot more clean. Clean. So it has a good effect. And I've been doing the same with my laptop a bit. I've got a lot to do on a laptop. As you know, it's part of my job, so I'm using it every day. So over the course of a year, I build up files and files and files, I'm pretty good. I will say I'm pretty good at putting them in the right places compared to some people. I mean, my father's terrible. He just chucks files absolutely anywhere on his computer. But even so, I make so many files that sometimes I just got to go through and do a good cleaning. So it's a digital detox is what I'm doing. How do you explain detox? I don't know how I would explain that. Sort of like stopping something, detoxing, clearing something out, a digital detox. I've deleted other things. I've deleted things that I don't like, you know, like addictive things like Instagram. I was able to get to a point where the application was installed, but I never looked at it. And then I thought, well, if I don't look at it, why do I need it? So Instagram's gone and Twitter or X and everything. I've tried to, as much as possible, I've tried to turn my phone into a dumb phone, not a smartphone, and just have like the essential, you know, the most important apps on there, if possible, and one or two games, even though I don't really play games on my phone. But yeah, I should probably delete those as well, actually, but we'll see. Anyway, last thing I've been doing is just going through all of the notifications and turning everything off, almost everything. I think I've got one or two applications left that can send me notifications. Everything has just been silenced. And those badges, you know, those little unread badges that are coloured red, I've turned those off as well because they always distract me too. You know, I go onto my phone to look for something and then I see, ooh, I've got 5 unread emails or whatever. Click on it and I've forgotten what I was doing. Forgotten why I went onto my phone. And I don't like doing that. Like having my thoughts interrupted. I think there's too many things interrupting us in our lives. So I've turned all of that off and my phone is just... it's just this peaceful place now. So I'm very glad I did that. And we'll see what's next. I don't know. I've cleaned the flat, cleaned my electronic devices, my digital devices, digital detox. And what's next? I don't know. What else can I clean? Maybe take a look at the things that I own and try and cut down on them. That's another kind of cleaning you can do. Like having too many things is another kind of clutter. So we'll see what's next. But anyway, I'm feeling much more refreshed and calm at this point in time, thanks to that. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.